All right, let's move on to the Fourth Task Force, KY, Water-Land Interface.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, apology for a minor typo on the heading of this report, Task Force on, what's repeated. Anyway, double Task Force. the Task Force met on the 13th of December, and apart from electing me as the chair, we discussed two issues. First one was the Planning Department briefed members on the approach and process for harbour front planning, which has been introduced ever since the establishment of the Harbour Front Enhancement Committee and then the Harbour Front Commission, so in the last 9 or 10 years. We were told of the approach, but members note there was a difficulty in identifying a single department, government department, to take up the holistic planning of all marine uses in Hong Kong, taking into account the planning of waters, dynamic in nature, and involve multifacets such as marine safety, water transfer, compatibility, etc. And some member actually suggests the task force should be briefed on marine spatial planning, which was, of course, which was something new to a lot of the members. And then we agree that we should have further deliberation on that and would have presentation to introduce these topics in coming task force meetings before we decide to how to go ahead. In the meantime, the Development Bureau proposed a more pragmatic approach, that is to look into the issues into sort of three types of three categories. First one, planning of land use abutting the water. Second one, the water-dependent facilities or water-land interface. And the third one is marine use. So basically, geographically, break into three areas and then three types of three categories of issues. The third one being marine use and services within the harbour. And the task force asked the secretariat to prepare a paper to further elaborate this three-tong approach, which was brought up in the meeting.
Right.
The second issue, the task force consider or look into was it was a proposed review of berthing space and shelter space for local vessels in Hong Kong. This proposed review will be undertaken by the Marine Department. Of course, they've commissioned a consultant to do that. And members, the Marine Department representative briefed members on the approach taken to be taken. And apart from studying the demand and supply situation of the berthing space, members suggest that the review should also cover the demand for ancillary land side facilities to support berthing of vessels. For example, storage, fuel supply, refueling facilities, etc. And there is also raised the issue that there seems to be a rising trend of visiting pressure vessels across the boundary or from elsewhere in the world, that which of course is an based on the attraction from our tourism development, tourist development. And members reckon that Marine Department should also address the demand for shelter space and ancillary land side issues that comes up from because of the visit of these vessels. And this was asked to be taken into account when Marine Department prepared the consultancy brief and to consult the task force members at an appropriate juncture in future. So that was the two issues that was discussed in the last task force meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. The challenges of defining land-water interface, where to start and where to finish, not easy. I agree. Members, any comments? All right, thank you.